This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Cesar Chavez felt the call to lead the United Farm Workers movement. Now we're going to shift to a different group who follow a different kind of call. That is the call of Cthulhu. It's a popular role-playing game, kind of like Dungeons & Dragons. The mechanics are simple. There's no actual board. Instead, players roll dice and battle imaginary bad guys. They interact in character within a storyline that's created and guided by a game master, kind of like an omnipotent god of the whole game's world. And for one game master in Oakland, Call of Cthulhu is her magnum opus. With another story from the UC Berkeley Graduate School of Journalism, here's Lacey Jane Roberts with the story.
We had the lights down pretty low. It was a bedroom that we had converted into kind of a library, and so it was really tiny. There was just barely enough room for the six of us and a table and chairs.
Janice Hill and her companions huddled together in the stuffy bedroom, unraveling a mystery. A family turned into rodent-like creatures by a terrible curse.
And it was hot. I remember it was very claustrophobic. And I think it was the second or third session.
The year was 1981. The place, Salinas, California. Hill spent her days working at an office supply store. But on the weekends, she ruled an alternate universe, one filled with terror and villains and magic. A parallel world where nearly anything was possible.
We had all these snacks and sodas and things, and right as I had given them some piece of really shocking information for the characters, one of the soda bottles blew its lid off and just went boom and exploded and, you know, sprayed all over the room. And it was at the perfect moment because they all shrieked and jumped. It was like, dun, dun, dun.
They were playing Call of Cthulhu, a tabletop role-playing game, or RPG. It's based on a short story by classic horror writer H.P. Lovecraft. And that night in Salinas was only the beginning.
I did some projections, though. If you go into the one of the...
Each game session is like writing a new chapter of the same story. And the story features a cast of characters invented and inhabited by the players.
Currently, my character is named Darling Doctor.
Naibi is my character that I play. And she is a diviner.
Dr. Montgomery Scott. He's well-educated, well-traveled, well-grizzled...
Today, we're sitting around Janice Hill's dining room table in Oakland, where that same story is still being played 35 years later.
As a widow, you know, I think my opportunities are even more increased now that I'm unfortunately grieving for my poor dead husband.
Don't you need a longer grieving period before...
Well, this is the 30s. You know, I am a modern woman.
The table's covered with wax-sealed envelopes, spiral notebooks, many-sided dice, and a bag of roasted garlic kettle chips. The players range in age from their 20s to their 50s. Lawyers, computer programmers, social workers. Hill sits at the head of the table, listening intently.
So we left off right at the end of April of 1933.
Occasionally looking up from her notebook to give direction.
And from there, you folks went to the big library in Tibet. And I still need to take you aside, Edward, and tell you what you found in France for your research.
Hill holds everything there is to know about the game universe in her head. She knows every character's motivation, every bad guy's next move, and every moment that has led to every event. It's her job to set the scene and keep the game moving forward.
Like directing a movie, you've got to know, okay, are we at a point where I need to kind of ratchet up the tension? Do I need to pull back?
The game world looks a lot like ours, except it's set in the 1930s, and there's a lot of supernatural stuff going on. Magical creatures interact with people all the time, like the Migo, or the Outsiders, an alien species with a taste for eating and possessing humans.
They're both evil. Beyond Everybody's evil.
Evil is something that terrible people do. These things are beyond comprehension and need to be immediately and completely eradicated and removed from our existence.
The elders.
No, the outsiders.
Oh, who are all,
but no, also the elders.
The elders as well.
Yeah, the storyline gets complicated pretty quick, especially when you think about how, over 35 years, there have been more than 100 different players and thousands of hours of gameplay. Hill leads four different groups with five or six players each that meet every couple weeks.
Yeah, you can sit in the middle there, too.
I'll sit in the middle.
Okay, they can squeeze down.
Hill had no idea that the game she started back in that tiny Salinas bedroom would grow into an epic, world-spanning heroic journey. How epic is it? There are 16 banker's boxes in her basement filled with papers, documenting the first 15 years or so of the game's history. And that's just the time before her first home computer.
I don't want to say it's almost a full-time job, but it is almost a full-time job.
Hill's unusual, and it's not just because of the longevity of her game. When she started, women just didn't play these games, let alone rule them. Back then,
it was all about killing monsters and getting loot and saving the princesses, and women were extremely rare.
Not anymore. Hill actively recruits women for the game, even leading women-only groups, and she raised her daughters to love RPGs too.
My daughter Claire says that it was the best childhood she could have ever had because she was surrounded by creative people all the time.
And just like her family's part of her gaming life, the people in her games are part of her family. Now married couples met around Hill's dining room table. Some players spend holidays and birthdays together. They've built relationships around storytelling, just like humans have been doing around campfires for millennia.
Every game, we are all here to try to experience something where we can be heroic in our own minds, contribute, be part of a greater cause, or just have beer and pizza and smack on monsters and get that kind of exhilaration out of doing something.
Jasper Maskelyne, Darling Doctor, and the rest of the characters are safe, for now. But everyone knows the stakes. The next alien incursion is slated to hit at the end of the month, and anything can happen in the quest to keep the world safe.
I can't think of anything else in the world than I would rather be doing.
For Cross Currents, I'm Lacey Jane Roberts.